It's 7:06. It is overcast and 70 in Tulsa. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The National Weather Service uses the term potentially catastrophic aerial flooding in its flash flood watch statement that now includes Tulsa County. Extremely heavy rain is in our forecast through Wednesday. General amounts of 4.5 inches of rain will be likely here in Tulsa, with amounts of over 10 inches possible in parts of Tulsa County. Now, some places east of Tulsa could get as much as 15 inches of rain. Now, we will have weather bulletins at once from the National Weather Service if the situation merits. Plus, you can check the weather anytime at publicradiotulsa.org. Click on news and then click on traffic and weather. We will keep you updated. Authorities say no injuries have been reported as possible tornadoes moved through southwestern Oklahoma yesterday. Beckham County's emergency management director said that a large storm touched down just south of Carter last night, and a twister was spotted in the southeastern part of the county yesterday as well. Mayor Bartlett is closely examining the city's sales tax figures. This as he and his staff put together the city's new budget.
Oklahoma is the only state in the union that requires that its municipalities live totally off of sales tax revenue, other than fees and franchise fees, things like that we can charge.
He says the budget must be presented to the city council by the end of next month. Governor Fallon says Oklahoma needs more college graduates. She says the state has 70,000 residents with at least 90 hours of college credit that have not graduated.
What would happen if we could encourage those 70,000 Oklahomans to go ahead and complete? And what that would mean to our workforce if we were able to have more skilled, educated workers in our workforce.
Educators say college will have to become more affordable, this at a time when the state education budgets are at a standstill. And updates on the renovations out at the Tulsa International Airport. New furniture is being installed in the concourses that will include USB ports and power charging stations.
Our customers have plenty. I mean, we're talking hundreds of charging stations. And on the table there, the little round thing is not a coaster. That's a power mat. So people with the technology, they can just sit their phone on top of that and it'll charge their phone.
Airport's Vice President Alexis Higgins says the work will be wrapped up later this year. A northeastern Oklahoma town has given a National Guard soldier who lost her leg during combat in Afghanistan a hero's welcome home. People lined the streets in Cleveland, cheered as specialist Ashley Jones passed by over the weekend. Jones was assigned to the 45th Infantry Brigade Combat Team as a combat medic when her convoy was hit by an improvised explosive device back on December the 18th of last year. 7,000 teenagers and their livestock are in Oklahoma City today. Today wraps up the Oklahoma Youth Expo.
The largest junior livestock show in the world. This is not an expense. This is an investment, not only in their future, but our future as well.
That is Oklahoma Farm Bureau President Mike Spradling of Sand Springs. He says it is an effort to ensure farming and ranching is ready for the next generation. Our weather forecast, a flash flood watch going into effect at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Heavy rain with steady temperatures throughout the day today. Tonight, heavy rain continues, 55 for a low. Tomorrow, more heavy rain and a high of 60. And on Wednesday, still a chance of rain and a high of 62. National Weather Service radar shows the rain area advancing. Right now, it's right along Interstate 35, stretching from Arkansas City, Kansas, down to Perry to Oklahoma City. It is overcast now in Tulsa and 70. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.